hail, or flooding to the National Weather Service Greenville-Spartanburg by calling toll-free 1-800-267-8101 or by posting on our Facebook page or tweet at using hashtag NWSGSP. Your message should describe the event and the specific location where it occurred. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 3:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for the following counties, in Georgia, Habersham and Stevens, and the following counties, in South Carolina, Oconee and Pickens.
The ships at sea. Lots to get to today. Man, have we packed the last two shows with incredible information from start to finish?
We have.
And the contributions have been excellent, too. And we're going to expect more of that today. So today, we start our countdown. The Road Rage official countdown to a champion. We'll start from 50. Again, I don't know how the math works out. I'm not going to bother figuring it out. But we have 65, I can't really because I'm probably going to take a few days off. So we have 65 days remaining to the start of the college football season. I am taking you from 50 to 1. It will be a daily dose of it, one team a day. And if we run into some need to go to a two team a day for a few days, we'll do that. We'll see how it plays out. But regardless, we're going to take you from 50 to 1 every day. And sort of a time released kind of deal. And we'll start that today with team number 50 in my rankings. You know, I threw it out there on Twitter just before I left regarding who that team might be, sort of a match game type thing. And I've received answers like Syracuse, Missouri, Florida State, Wake Forest, Ole Miss, another Wake Forest, Iowa State. I think that's a good call. They're all good guesses. They're all good guesses. And you can continue to play my match game if you'd like. You don't actually win anything other than our undying admiration should you actually match me. And it's not like you're going to influence because it's already done. 50's already done. That's set in stone, and I'll tell you later today who 50 is and why, and we'll start this process. And again, every day we'll reveal another team as we approach the college football season. So that's on the agenda today. In addition to that, we'll get back to the totals as we've been promising to do, which we've been unable to do the last couple days. In fact, Ramona, we still need to finish the SEC GOATs, which we haven't finished either. All we did was the skill positions, but and we'll get to that too. But we'll get back to the totals today. That's a promise. I have lots of degenerates asking me to wrap up the totals. We've given you 11 official picks thus far, 7 in the ACC, 3 in the SEC. We gave you those 10 like 2 weeks ago, whenever those South Point odds came out. And then yesterday we added one. We gave you Notre Dame. We gave you Notre Dame under the 9.5. So I have released 11 official totals plays. Again, last year we gave out, I think, 12. I think we went 10-2, whatever it was. It was something of that order. It was either 10-2 or 10-3. So we gave out either 12 or 13 last year, and we're going to give out more this year because there are probably another 7 or 8 still to go around the country, and we will do that today. Yesterday I talked about how good I expect Clemson to be this upcoming season in basketball and why. Brian says you have a lot to get to. Well, I do. It's not over yet, Brian. Yesterday I talked about Clemson and how good they're going to be this coming season. I gave out all the reasons why that would be, including the obvious that they're a 25-10 team that returns most of their key players. And it will be one of the most experienced teams in all of America. Well, today I'm going to talk about who the other contenders are in the ACC and why, and for the upcoming season. And I'm going to actually offer you projections on how the ACC will play out in basketball. That's right, at the end of June. So we'll be the first again. I'll give you the projections on how the league will play out and why I think that'll be the case. And the teams that are going to compete with Clemson for the ACC regular season title and the ACC postseason championship, which, of course, is still the traditional way in which the ACC selects a champion. But we'll talk about the other teams that are in the mix and the young talent coming into the league and whether that young talent will have the impact that most believe. And when I say most, I mean like, you know, Gary Parrish and CBS Sports. And that, you know, every year they select Duke to win everything. I mean, every year Grayson Allen was the preseason player of the year. And, you know, and once again, despite the fails of the last 2 years, and by the way, as a aside to that, did you see what Wendell Carter's mother had to say about Mike Krzyzewski and Duke? Ooh, not real flattering. We'll get to that a little bit later as well. But so we'll give you that today. We're also going to wrap up our four-letter network most exciting player list with the red pen out to make the needed corrections. And we've already had to correct half of the picks. But the next couple on that list are almost mind-boggling in their stupidity. So we'll talk about that as well. I'd also like to get to, at some point today, some discussion of a new world order in terms of college football playoff contenders. I mean, outside of the usual suspects, who would be other teams over the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years that we could consider in the legitimate hunt for playoff berths, assuming we stick with the same four-team model, which I don't think we'll do. And then at 5:45 today, we'll have Mr. Clemson, Eric McClain, will join us, and we will once again kickstart our weekly segment with Eric now that the football season is in sight. And at some point, we're also going to add Taj Boyd to that mix and probably do a weekly deal with Taj as well. So that's all part of the agenda today in terms of what I plan on discussing on the show. If you want to get in on any of that stuff, you're welcome to. If you want to continue to guess at who will be Team 50 in the Road Rage official countdown to a national champion, you may do so. I will tell you this. None of the early guesses are correct. They're all reasonable plays. I mean, I had multiple people suggest Wake Forest. I had an Ole Miss. I had Iowa State. I just posted this before I left. I had Missouri. I'm just scrolling down. Syracuse. Those are all reasonable projections. You know, I guess one question is, what would you expect the record of a team that finishes that's in the 50th spot to be? I think it depends on whether you're talking a Power 5 team or a mid-major team. If you're talking a Power 5 team, which in this case we are, then I think you're talking like 7-5 for a team to be in the area of 50. Blake and Liberty writes on the Health Care text line, "Hey, Walt, how much longer do you think it will take before there's a 16 or 18 playoff?" Well, I would think that the next jump would be to 8, Blake. And our buddy Bill Hancock will deny this and say that, you know, nothing's going to happen for the term of the contract. But I would suggest otherwise. You know, back in the day, Bill told me there would never be a playoff, and obviously we've arrived at the playoff. And I think expansion is not only to everyone's monetary advantage, and I think overall good for the game of football, but I also think that that it may become a necessity. Because I think there are elements, as I've said before, Austin from Landrum addressed this, says, what happens if you expand to 8 and still have the same 8 teams year after year? I don't think it's as big of a problem, Austin. But I think when you have 4 and they're going to be the same 4 teams on an annual basis, or at least 3 of them are, at some point, as I've indicated before, the other major conferences are going to take their ball and go home, and the nation's going to tune out. Look, I don't know what the saturation point is, but I know that it's coming. Clemson has played Alabama 3 consecutive years. You can't just keep doing that. Other texters with Navy, Louisville, etc. I still haven't seen the match game answer as yet. There will come a time where you just can't sell the same matchup over and over. I didn't think it would be this past year. I thought it was still viable and the ratings indicated as such. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was as early as this year. I don't think Clemson can play Alabama in the playoff every year and it'd be okay. And I don't think you can have Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, and let's say Georgia in the playoff every year and have it be okay. You know, where you mix in an occasional dose of Oklahoma or Washington. I don't think that's going to get it done long term. It's too much stagnation. It doesn't involve enough areas of the country. And so I think you have to force the involvement. Andrew with an interesting answer. West Virginia. I'm going to look at West Virginia later today. But I think that you have to, at some point, involve more areas of the country. And if you can't do it by the fact that the results dictate it, then you're going to have to force feed it. You're going to have to expand and initially bring in more areas. As I've said before, if you start with eight and wind up with the same four, people will be willing to accept that. But at the very least, you'll create some excitement amongst other leagues and other areas of the country. Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia every year is not sustainable. It's not a sustainable model. Just as LSU, Alabama in consecutive in the twice in 1 year wasn't a sustainable model, over the long term, this will not work. It will not work. You have to, at least at the start, bring other teams in, especially if they can't legitimately win their way there. And again, you may wind up with the same four. It'll be okay. In terms of Austin's concern, that what if you wind up with the same eight? Well, look, I don't think you'll wind up with the same eight, because I think once you go past four and you get into this 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 area, I think you're in much more of a gray area. I don't think there's as much certainty. So I don't think you'll have that issue. And even if you do, eight is more inclusive than four. That's the bottom line. Let me tell you about Crude LED. Is there a business out there who doesn't like to save a little money where they can? At Crude LED, they've partnered with Duke Power to do just that. It's simple. All you have to do is take your Duke Power bill to Crude LED. They'll figure out what your business needs. And get this, they'll rebate your purchase up front, whether you need LED tube lights, LED high bay fixture, parking pole light fixture, 6-inch down lights. Crude LED is going to pass that Duke Power rebate onto you up front with a simple verification of your business Duke Power bill. Look, if saving money's on your list, visit Crude LED online at crudeled.com. K-R-U-T-L-E-D.com, or visit their office, 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, right before J. Peters and exit 19B. Go see Ish and the gang. And look, if you're a homeowner, if you're a business that needs lighting, by all means, go see them. But if you're a contractor, an electrician, and you're putting in parking lots or industrial complexes, and you don't have Crude LED on your side, you're falling behind. The quality of the lighting is vastly superior. It's evidently affordable. Trust me. Like LED high bay fixtures, just $69 after rebate. Parking lot light fixtures, just $59 after rebate. 864-401-8506. 864-401-8506. 401-8506. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Walt Tip Tulip Road Rage. Quick break. I'll be back.
When it comes to iced tea, don't settle for anything less than legendary. Head to Bojangles and get a large 32-ounce freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Just $1 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zack's Fireworks.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with LightStream. With LightStream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/radio. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with LightStream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because LightStream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With LightStream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
You gotta calm down. You're getting a little emotional.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back on the Healthier text line. Some interesting guesses. SMU. An offender says, how about Army? Well, how about Memphis? Texas.
The National Weather Service in Greenville-Spartanburg has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Stevens County in northeastern Georgia, northern Habersham County in northeastern Georgia, southwestern Raven County in northeastern Georgia, west central Oconee County in upstate South Carolina, until 4:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 3:26 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located 9 miles north of Clarksville, or 5 miles west of Lake Raven, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour in gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, minor hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to trees and power lines. Locations impacted include Tallulah Falls, Lake Raven, Lake Burton, Lake Mott, Tallulah Gorge State Park, Hollywood, Long Creek, Batesville, Seed Lake, and Turnerville. Scattered trees and power lines will be blown down in the warned area. Seek shelter inside an interior room. Please report damaging winds, hail, or flooding to the National Weather Service Greenville-Spartanburg by calling toll-free 1-800-267-8101 or by posting on our Facebook page or tweet at using hashtag NWSGSP. Your message should describe the event and the specific location where it occurred. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 4:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for the following counties in Georgia, Habersham, Raven and Stevens, and Oconee, South Carolina.
We We are back. You want to get Ann 654-7627. On the healthcare text line, people getting in with guesses about Team 50, Navy, West Virginia, UCLA, Maryland. Tessa says the Oklahoma-Georgia game was the best game of the playoff this past year. I would tend to agree with that. At least from an excitement standpoint, it certainly was. And I still think that Oklahoma would have won that game if they had just stuck to running the football. But they didn't. Tess says, well, I know you're busy, but that Nancy Armour character is added again. Her column in the USA Today starts, football killed Tyler Helinski.
Oh, she hooked up with the stuff we were talking about yesterday.
Well, let me tell you something. My feel on Nancy Armour, and I haven't read the piece, so I'm not speaking specifically in relation to that piece, and I'm not sure if the texter is saying that's the title of that piece. Regardless, I think Nancy Armour is like the dumbest woman in all of sports media, so nothing she writes ever surprises me. Brian Piedmont says Texas Tech, so we'll see. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. I want to start here today, Ramona, because we've been promising to get to this, and we haven't done it as yet. Marty says, over-under on EAS interruptions during your show today, 3. Marty says, I'll take the over. Well, we're already at 2. Because the open was delayed. So we're at 2 already. And I think the last 2 days, then we have like 3 each day, something like that.
Yeah, we've had
hey, listen, it's South Carolina in the summer, and and we get storms in my time slot. So it's just that's the way it works. Chad puts that number at 6.5 today. Hey, if it's at 6.5, we're never making it to the end of the show. Because I'm going to slam my head against the wall way before that. You want to get in?
Yeah, but you'd be okay.
No, I won't be okay. I'll find a hard wall. 654-7627. You want to get in? I want to invert things a little bit, Ramon. I want to start with the totals because we've been promising this and we just don't get to it. So I want to get to the totals and complete that. Again, if you're playing along at home, we have given out 11 official totals. The 11, again, in terms of the ACC, there are 7, those being Miami under 10, Virginia Tech under 8.5, Louisville under 7.
You mean to read them? I have them.
Nope.
Here. Okay.
Not yet. That's 3, right? Just count them out. Unless I need help here, because I'm just looking back at the
list. I have them right here, all 11.
Yeah, but mine are in chronological order in terms of win totals, and you're reading them back to me in a different order. So,
okay.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead. Since you have all 11, you just go ahead.
Virginia Tech under 8.5.
Yeah.
Wake Forest over 6. Boston College over 5.5, Georgia Tech over 5.5, Miami under 10.
Yeah, I will say Georgia Tech has a fairly brutal schedule in that they're at South Florida early. They, of course, play Clemson and Georgia as they do every year. And they're, you know, at Virginia Tech, et cetera. That schedule is difficult, but there's no way with that offense, which is going to be the best they've had since they went to the Orange Bowl and clobbered Mississippi State, there's no way they won't be over 5.5. I mean, they'll be at 8, like worst case scenario, and BC is going to be 8 worst case scenario again. So all right, so carry on.
After Georgia Tech, I have Miami under 10.
Yep.
Louisville under 7.
Yep.
Pittsburgh over 5.5. LSU over 7.
Whoa, slow down. Now we've moved on to the SEC, and the SEC plays were LSU over 7.
Right. South Carolina over 7.
South Carolina over 7.
Vanderbilt over 4.
Vanderbilt over 4.
And then yesterday we did Notre Dame under 9.5.
Yeah, you know, I'm tempted On my way in, I heard Georgia Greg's call about Auburn. There was a lot of quality discussion regarding Auburn. Auburn's at 9. And, you know, I think when you look at their schedule, it's, again, fairly rough. I mean, this is a team that beat Georgia and Alabama last year. And I think clearly should have been in the playoff above Alabama for the reasons we've mentioned before, and I'm not going to get back into now. But I do think that Auburn's defensive front is very good. I think it's amongst the best in the country, as I've said. I think Clemson has the best defensive line in America, and I think Auburn's on the short list of teams whose defensive lines are amongst the best. Therefore, when you combine that with Jared Stidham with second year in the offense, I think there's a lot of reason to like Auburn. Obviously, they've lost Kerryon Johnson, which is a difficulty. But I think they're going to be very good. The question is their schedule, because, and I've thought about this Auburn number of 9, because I think Auburn is going to be in that territory. If people are thinking that Auburn's going to have some big drop-off, like Georgia Greg seemed to think, that's not happening. In fact, they may be better. The question is, does the schedule make life more difficult for them? They have that early game with Washington. I think they'll win that game for the simple reason that I will take Stidham over Browning. I think Stidham is a big-time talent at quarterback still, and Browning, again, contrary to these lists, I saw one on Vegas Insider yesterday as well, contrary to these lists that put Jake Browning up there, these are people who are not watching football, and they're just living in the past, and they don't know what they're talking about. And I don't care who, I don't care where the source is, they don't know what they're talking about. Jake Browning has been injured for almost a year and a half. And it's a shoulder injury in his throwing shoulder. And he cannot throw a football more than 40 yards anymore. And it somehow, this eludes people. And he's lost all of his confidence, all of his swagger that he used to have. So that's a game I think Auburn wins. I would say the coaching advantage goes to Washington. But I think given where the game is and given Stidham over Browning, I think Auburn will win that game. But beyond that, Auburn has road games at Georgia and at Alabama. And those will be two tough places to win. I think Auburn has a better chance of winning the game at Georgia than they do at Alabama because, again, I think, although both those teams have lost some personnel, again, Alabama lost their whole secondary and some other key pieces defensively. But Georgia has suffered a lot of personnel losses, and there's going to be some newness in Georgia early. And I think Stidham is going to give Auburn a chance. I mean, remember, Auburn, a team a year ago that came here and gave Clemson all they could handle, and then late in the year beat both Georgia and Alabama convincingly. And in so doing, they were injured. And it's pretty easy to understand. You get late in the season, and but I've been debating this number. I've been debating whether to give Auburn over 9. I think Auburn's at least 9. I think the question is, can they get to 10? And I think they might, but the problem is that means they have to win both the Mississippi games. They have to take care of business against LSU. They're going to have to win the road. They may have to win one of those road games. And again, I'm assuming that they beat Washington. If you assume that you're going to lose games at Georgia and Alabama because teams of Georgia and Alabama's worth should win at home, then that means that Auburn could only have one other loss. Or one other loss brings you to 9, I should say. So, I mean, that's why they're still in a gray area for me. I think 9 sounds about right. It's pretty close. I think the answer is 9 or 10 for Auburn. And I'm inclined to think it's going to be 10. I think that defensive front combined with Jared Stidham probably puts that number at 10, but it's close enough that I'll probably let it go. Here's what we'll do. Oh, by the way, and the last one, again, was Notre Dame 9.5. I don't really understand that number, quite honestly. I think Notre Dame has serious questions. Now, I do think that quarterback-running back combination is pretty good. By the way, in a relationship with Clemson said, is Browning never going to be healthy? And listen, I don't know the answer to that. I know that JT Barrett, once he was injured, was never healthy again and could never throw the ball vertically again, no matter what they said. I've seen no evidence thus far since his injury that he can ever be the same guy. And understand this, contrary to what a lot of these analysts say, who really don't know what talent looks like. You know, there used to be this talk about, well, Jake Browning is a strong arm. Jake Browning never had a strong arm. See, that's a total misconception and a whiff in terms of talent analysis. Browning never had a strong arm. He's a little guy, and his arm strength was never more than a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. And that was on display when he was a freshman. But he was so confident in everything he did that he made the most out of all his ability. And that arrogance helped him make throws that maybe his arm shouldn't even have allowed for. I forget the exact game he was injured, but prior to the Alabama playoff game of 2 years ago, about two games before, he was injured. I thought he was injured. I said it at the time. They tried to keep it on the down low. It couldn't have been more obvious. Ray Charles would have known that he was injured during the Alabama-Washington game. He couldn't make any throws at all in that game, and it wasn't Alabama's defense. It was his injury. Well, since that time, he has not been the same guy. He cannot throw the ball vertically, and all the confidence, the arrogance, the swagger he used to play with, he doesn't have any of it anymore. Now, I watched him all last year, every game, and he was now, you know, a long time removed from when he was injured. And yet, there was no improvement. In fact, quite the opposite. He seemed to get worse. So, therefore, I can't make any assumptions that he's going to somehow find some magic elixir that cures him. At this point, I'd have to say no. You're not going to see a healthy Jake Browning ever. Now, if he comes out, I'll watch him really this year and see again and see whether he's throwing the ball with more velocity or not. But as of right this second, I would say it's a no. We're late. Before we get a break, though, quickly, let me tell you about Husqvarna and Easy Lawn and Garden, the automatic robotic mowers, the coolest thing I've ever seen. The most unbelievable brilliant technology that actually works as it's designed. It's based on the principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Your lawn will be the thickest, greenest lawn anywhere because you're not shocking your grass. Everyone else who cuts theirs is. It goes up hills, down hills, around objects. When the battery gets low, it takes itself back to the port, recharges. You don't do anything. You can set it to run when you want, but the first month you'll probably want to run it all the time. It costs next to nothing to run. It's unbelievable. It comes in 6 sizes. It's available from our friends at Easley Lawn and Garden. It's taken America by storm. It's already taken Europe by storm. Go see Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, online at easleylawn.com. Tell them I sent you for the Husqvarna robotic mower. Go check it out. I promise you'll thank me later. Walter Tiller, Road Rage, quick break. I'll be back.
Celebrate the 4th of July with Gold's Gym. Now through this Saturday, pay only $4 for your first month. That's right, only $4 for a fitness experience that's more than just a membership. Declare your dedication to fitness and start your journey to a healthier, stronger you today. Experience change with Gold's Gym, with select new memberships at participating locations only. Visit goldsgym.com/July4 to join today.
Public transportation is one of the smartest things you can do to lower your carbon footprint, adopt a saner lifestyle, and save money in the process. It reduces the number of vehicles on the roads and, as a result, improves air quality, alleviates traffic jams and noise. CatBus can help you save money, save energy, and save the planet. Serving Clemson, Seneca, Central, and Pendleton. Find out more about CatBus at CatBus.com and download the free CatBus app. Save money, save energy, save the planet. CatBus.
Discover easy ordering and pick up with the new mobile app from Chick-fil-A. Once you download the app and sign up, you'll be able to bypass the line by simply ordering through your phone. You'll also have access to new ways to customize your meals, which will be saved for easy ordering on future visits. And every time you order with the app, you start earning credits toward free treats. Ordering made easy at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Simply go to one.chickfilA.com to download the app and start earning free treats today.
I'm Brian Murdoch, sales manager at Ed Murdoch Superstores. Let me tell you about our upcoming customer appreciation event. It's June 28th through the 30th, and we want to take an opportunity to thank our past and our future customers. Come in and register for great prizes. We'll be giving away like a Yeti cooler, flat screen TVs, and grills. Plus, on the 30th, we'll be grilling out the dealership for everyone. So please come by. It'll be our pleasure. At Ed Murdoch Superstores, we offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford.
National Weather Service in Greenville-Spartanburg has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Anderson County in upstate South Carolina, southwestern Pickens County in upstate South Carolina, southern Oconee County in upstate South Carolina, until 4:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 3:42 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Seneca, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, minor hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to trees and power lines. Locations impacted include Clemson, Seneca, Walhalla, Central, Northlake, Pendleton, Westminster, Norris, Anderson Airport, and Lake Hartwell. Scattered trees and power lines will be blown down in the warned area. Seek shelter inside an interior room. Lake Hartwell is in the path of the storm. Get away from the water and seek shelter in an interior room in the nearest shelter. If you can hear thunder, you are close enough to be struck by lightning. Please report damaging winds, hail, or flooding to the National Weather Service Greenville-Spartanburg by calling toll-free 1-800-267-8101 or by posting on our Facebook page or tweet at using hashtag NWSGSP. Your message should describe the event and the specific location where it occurred. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 4:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for the following counties in South Carolina, Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens.
And 3448 Cinema Avenue in Anderson, next to Dazzler's and behind Grady's. Purple Haze.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Won't be wronged, I won't be insulted. I won't be laid a hand on. I don't do these things to other people. I require the same from them.
On 105.5, The Roar.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason, so I try to remember without talking to myself. Things that I've said, or maybe things that I felt about you.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage. We are WCCB 105.5 The Roar. We are back. All right, Ramon, I want to get to the rest of these totals releases, and we will be done for the season on that. And again, I think we went 10-2 last year. Either 10-2 or 10-3. And we've already covered the ACC and the SEC. We've added Notre Dame. And I want to look at the other leagues and offer the rest of our selections this afternoon and make the picks official. As a part of that, Ramona, I want you to pull up these schedules for me, all right? I want to look at the Big Ten, and there are not a lot of teams I like in the Big Ten. I think most of these numbers are fairly accurate. You know, once again, we might look at a couple of these bottom teams, specifically Maryland, who we won with easily last year. Remember the total on Maryland last year was 3, and it was like stealing. And we had won that by the halfway point of the season. You know, given some of those OC games, it was just a steal. Some of these numbers are like stealing. The first schedule I want you to pull up there, we're skipping over the teams at the top. I've looked at Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin could be more than 10. They're a loaded team. That number's 10, but it's just too high a number. Given the fact that, you know, they have to play Ohio State and they have to play at Penn State, etc. Ohio State 10.5 sounds about right to me. I mean, if you made me guess at it with Haskins at quarterback, I would say it would be 11. Penn State 9.5 may be too high. You still have McSorley, but they lost a lot. We might take a look at Penn State. Michigan 9, I'm not touching. But the first one I really want to look at in the Big Ten as far as potentially adding them is Chad says, do we get to count the interruptions during your commercials because they're interrupting your sponsors? If so, 6.5 may be easy money, too low. But they don't interrupt the sponsors. Let's see. Give me Michigan State, Ramona. That's the first one I really want to look at in the Big Ten. And again, the Michigan State number is 9. And I've already examined this, by the way. You have it?
Well, I thought I brought it up, and now I can't find 2018. It's giving me past.
All right, well, you pull it up. Michigan State, quarterback by Brian Lewerke, brings back almost everybody. Obviously, there's a backdrop at Michigan State of some uncertainty and some evil doing, and how that impacts the entirety of their sports program, I'm not sure. You know, look, there have been calls for both coaches there to resign, football and basketball. And you're talking about legendary coaches. There have been calls for both those gentlemen to resign. But I can't say whether any of the you know, I hate even labeling it stuff in the background because it's really the stuff that should take priority. But the goings on, any of the evil goings on at Michigan State, whether any of that stuff impacts the performance of the football team, I'm unsure.
I'm going to do it my old way like I was doing it yesterday.
But when I look at Michigan State, 9 is a big number, but my initial inclination is to add Michigan State to our official list of total plays because I think they're going to go over 9. Give me their schedule, Ramona.
Their first game is Utah State at home.
And that's a win.
Then they go to Arizona State.
2-0.
Then they go to Indiana.
3.
Then they have Central Michigan at home.
4.
Then they go to Northwestern.
I think they're better than Northwestern. I don't think that game will be easy. It's on the road, but I'm saying 5.
And then they have Penn State at home.
6.
Then they have Michigan at home. Oh, no, they have Penn State away at Penn State. Sorry, does that change your opinion?
Yes. We'll call that a half for the sake of argument, so we'll say it 5.5.
Okay.
And then I think they are going to win that game.
Okay. And then they have Michigan at home.
6.5.
And they have Purdue at home.
7.5.
Then they go to Maryland.
8.5.
Then they have Ohio State at home.
I'm going to give them 0.5, 9.
Then they go to Nebraska.
10.
And then they have Rutgers at home.
You see, I think Michigan State's like an 11-1 team. I think they're a legitimate contender for the playoff and a legitimate contender to win the Big Ten title. I just, Almost this entire team comes back, and I'm just a big believer in Brian Lewerke. As I said, anyone who listens to the show, I think Lewerke is one of the nation's most talented quarterbacks and is only getting better. I thought he looked the best that I've ever seen him late last year in his sophomore year, and I just expect him to continue to get better. So I think at worst case, Michigan State is a 10-2 team. Therefore, you can add them to the list, Ramona. And degenerates. Michigan okay. State is an official Road Rage total pick. Michigan State over the 9.
Over 9. Okay.
All right, so they're our first Big Ten selection. Give me Penn State's schedule. Okay. Penn State, the number for Penn State is 9.5. I had people writing me on Twitter yesterday talking about how Penn State's undervalued. You know, look, I think where Penn State is good is quarterback. And I also think they're pretty good at running back. I don't think there's going to be the big drop-off there that people think. But I do wonder about the loss of the skill position players, both offensively and defensively. I wonder about losing an All-American caliber tight end. I wonder about losing a receiver that's as polished as Deshaun Hamilton was. I wonder about losing your entire secondary. You know, it's bad enough when an Alabama loses their entire secondary, but when a Penn State loses their entire secondary, is that too much for them to overcome at this point in the process? I mean, I'm inclined to think it is, but we'll take a look at their schedule. I haven't looked at it yet. Go ahead.
Okay, their first game is home Appalachian State.
1.
And then they go to Pitt.
I think it's a toss-up game. I really do. I think it's going to be like the game 2 years ago that came down to the buzzer. I'm going to say 1.5.
And then they have Kent State at home.
2.5.
Then they go to Illinois.
3.5.
Then they have Ohio State at home.
3.5.
Michigan State at home.
4.
Then they go to Indiana.
5.
Then they have Iowa at home.
6.
Then they go to Michigan.
Last time they went to Michigan, they got destroyed. They'll fare better, but they'll still lose 6.
And then they have Wisconsin at home.
Oof. 6.5.
Then they go to Rutgers.
7.5.
And then they have Maryland at home.
8.5. I mean, they're in that range. I mean, they're close enough. I think they're going to be on the wrong end of that. I'm going to say under. I'm going to give that out. I'm going to give Penn State under.
You're doing this one?
Yep. Penn State under the 9.5. I just think they've lost too much. It may be nine. Texas says, I'm not a Franklin fan, but he's brought Penn State back to relevance. There's no question he has. And I still think McSorley is a tremendous college quarterback. I think they have talent at running back. My concern is their defense, quite frankly, right now. I just don't think you lose an entire experienced secondary at Penn State at this point in the program under Franklin and easily replace that. It's just too important an area of the football team, and I think they're going to suffer a little as a result. So I think that number is just a little high. So the way we'll look at that is we're going to go under, and that's our second Big Ten official pick. There aren't going to be many more, by the way. There's going to be maybe 6 or 7 more total plays, and we'll be wrapping up our official total picks. We're well on our way. Let me tell you about First Class HALT. HALT is an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it better. They work on those vehicles exclusively. They don't do anything else. It's all they do. They're specialists. Consider themselves consider them specialists. You don't go to a general practitioner and have thoracic surgery. You need a specialist. Well, no one knows your vehicle if you own one of those fine makes like my friends at First Class Halt. And today is Wednesday. And what that means for you is this. It's the Wheel Deal with Walt. Wheel, W-H-E-E-L. Wheel Deal with Walt at Halt. That's right. First Class Halt is partnering with me to give our listeners exclusive discounts on Wednesdays. The first 8 people who make appointments that drive a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, and say they want the Walt Wheel Deal will get a brake inspection, balancing of your tires, 4-wheel alignment check, all for just $19.99. It's a great way to introduce yourself to Walt. To Halt, take advantage of this special. Call Halt today in Anderson. Tell them you want the Walt Wheel Deal and go take advantage of it today. You'll thank me later. All right, we'll take a quick break. The storm's getting worse. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at lakesidelodgeclemson.com or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
For many years, State Farm has taken great care of their customers. As a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, it's in my DNA to take care of my State Farm customers and add new ones to our family. I'm Daniel Weber, State Farm agent in Clemson. I'm proud of my family's Clemson heritage, and I'm proud of what State Farm offers its customers. Whether you're just getting started or need to add to your coverage, call me at 722-9083. We're here to help life go right.
Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus. Because Cat Bus is fare-free, and because gas prices are rising again, you save money. Because Cat Bus enables all of us to drive less, we're saving energy. And because Cat Bus enables us to collectively conserve natural resources and reduce CO2 emissions, we're helping save the planet. Download the Cat Bus app today and find out more at catbus.com. Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service.
The National Weather Service in Greenville-Spartanburg has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Greenville County in upstate South Carolina, northern Pickens County in upstate South Carolina, until 4:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 4:01 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 13 miles southeast of Brevard to 9 miles northwest of Pickens, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour in gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, minor hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to trees and power lines. Locations impacted include Greenville Downtown, Easley, Pickens, West Greenville, Greer, Taylors, Berea, Welcome, Travelers West, and Slater Marietta. Scattered trees and power lines will be blown down in the warned area. Seek shelter inside an interior.